There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. For a chilly Saturday morning, September 25th.
Yeah, it's spitting rain out right now. I didn't hear anything about that. What's that? What's that all about?
I don't know. You're our crack meteorologist here. As soon as
it's that high pressure. The front has come through, and the cold and northwest winds blowing 25, 30 miles an hour, and it's going to be chilly out there today.
Well, they say it's supposed to be in the 50s.
Yeah.
What you want, right?
Well, I want 52 winds under 5. That's what I want.
Well, you got to do something about the wind. You better get out there right now and do your anti-wind dance or something.
I hate wind. There's nothing good in life about wind, for me, personally. I just don't like wind.
Nothing good about wind?
I'm not a sailor. I like flat water, so I don't like wind. It annoys
me. When people tell you that you're full of hot air, you don't like that either, right?
I just do not. It's one of my pet peeves, wind. There's nothing. You have a picnic that blows the paper plates and the napkins all over hell. I don't like wind.
Well, you probably were a quarterback in another life. You probably threw a lot of balls, and they got blown and intercepted or something,
pick
right?
Pick sixes are coming your way, yeah. But it was windy last night, at least at my game over at Okemos.
Yeah, it was a little bit breezy over at Mason, too.
Sitting in the eastern stands, you know, the guest side where the wind's right blowing in your face. But it didn't rain, so as long as it doesn't rain, I'm good.
I'm guessing it was windy at Holt and probably at DeWitt. Although it wasn't windy enough to put the fire out on the Panther up on top of the scoreboard.
Yeah, and that went
you get 100 points in a high school game, that's a lot of points. When you consider you're only playing 12-minute
quarters.
Don't
they play any defense?
You're playing running clock, so that has a lot to do with it, right? I mean, you know, you think it would shorten the game. Shouldn't it shorten the game?
If 103 points are served up in a high school football game, someone's not serving up the D. I'm sorry.
Tom says, hey, this is just like Michigan.
Exactly.
Hey.
I saw enough of that last Saturday.
You know, I think DeWitt's going to score points on anybody. So it's not unusual to see them put up 40 or more.
Have you seen DeWitt play this year?
I have. I saw DeWitt play Portland.
How do they defend? How are they defensively?
Not as well as they have in some other years. Actually, but be tough to outscore them.
Yeah, yeah. They got that gun. They're good. They're good. They're undefeated. There's a lot of good teams as we've talked about. And
got a couple of undefeated teams in the Big Ten here in the state too.
Yeah, I know, but it's precarious.
You're not buying into this.
Very unexciting 3-0.
You're not all in for the Michigan defense.
That last week. Yeah. I will go on record as saying, in my 5 decades, I've watched Michigan football. That's the worst defensive performance based on the caliber of the competition and how the mistakes that were made on the field. They were horrible.
Okay, you know I don't like to compliment you very much.
Yeah.
But I must say that the piece you wrote this week for LifeInLansing.com.
Right. Yeah.
LifeInLansing.com. I thought that was the best thing I've seen you write. I thought it was terrific. No, I thought it was analytical. I thought it was funny.
Well, thank you,
I thought you did a very good job of
exploring
an issue.
Jack said something nice about me. Man, you showed me the love this morning.
Can you be sure you get that on tape?
You know, yeah, you got to put that on
Because that might be a
podcast.
Rejoin at some point. We don't have that happen very often. Yeah, so anyway.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was telling the way it is. I mean, I'll say it again. Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Michigan, none of those three play like a defense from what I've seen thus far. I'm surprised because I still go back in the old
maybe
days.
The offenses are just good
of
those three teams. Don't you think Michigan's offense is really
good?
I'll
go on record talking about Michigan. Their tackling was pitiful last week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Michigan State's defense has been questioned a lot with good reason, and I think Notre Dame's defense. We're going to find out a lot more about Notre Dame today because if they lose to Stanford at Notre Dame, and they start 1-3, you can stop building the statue of Brian Kelly.
Well, the honeymoon will get over real quick 4 games into the season. Usually a first-year coach.
They could have done that with Charlie Weiss.
First-year coach has a honeymoon, has a couple of mulligans here and there and everywhere, but they're running out fast.
I mean, the food bill would have been higher with Charlie Weiss, but I think that the record would have been about the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Stanford's good, too. It's going to be a tough.
Stanford's very good.
It's going to be a tough W.
What did you think last week? You know, we never talk about last week enough on this show.
It's frustrating in that regard.
Because it's so long ago. It's in the rearview mirror.
It's like, where were we when we left off?
But yeah. The Pac-10, other than Washington, which left a stain against Nebraska. Yeah. But if you look at what else the Pac-10 did, I mean, Arizona got that win. We talked how dangerous that was going to be for Iowa.
That was dangerous, all right. And that
Iowa's beat up, too. Oh, man. They got
think about Iowa.
Even their coordinator.
You know, they got beat by big plays. They got beat by special team plays.
Big Ten special teams play has not been good.
And it makes, you know, it frustrated me because I thought that was for the real good opportunity for the Big Ten to have that credible non-conference win. Yeah. Granted, Ohio State beating Miami, Florida at home. It was at home.
Right.
That was a good win because I saw the Canes play the other night against Pitt. You know, they're a pretty good team. That's probably the best quality win they have. The wins over Notre Dame for Michigan and Michigan State, not buying into it yet. I got to see how we go further in the season, how Notre Dame does before even
Notre Dame could be a 1-3 team, and who cares?
Yeah, they beat Stanford, and all of a sudden that quality of that win goes up. But so far, it's kind of a, it's all right kind of deal with the Big Ten. And then today they have absolutely nothing to prove because they're just playing crap opponents.
Horrible.
And then you
a non-conference weekend schedule.
Oh,
like
this is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting, the games that they're playing.
Get used to it. Until they get the 9-game conference schedule, Tom, you're going to see more of this crap.
Yeah. Well, I like in 2012 the fact Michigan's going to be playing Alabama down in Big D.
Yeah.
I mean, then they play Notre Dame that year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good non-conference slate. No matter
really good. That may be too good.
Yeah. So, I'd rather have more of that. I mean, Michigan's playing BG, and they have one of the most credible opponents on the slate.
Michigan State scheduled home and homes with West Virginia and Alabama.
Well, that'll be good. So, Saban's coming
home. They're trying to do something, but you still got some issues here, I think. And, you know, last week it wasn't the Iowa loss in the desert late at night. You know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning when that game ends.
Yeah,
Iowa time.
I was watching that game.
But the thing that got me, and I'm not just talking about Michigan with UMass, because you could kind of see the letdown coming there. What is with Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, they're winning, but they're not impressive. I mean, their best win is beating UNLV, I think. I mean, they're just kind of fun. Arizona State, you know, you should take care of business.
They need a blocked extra point to avoid going in overtime.
You're going against Stephen Three, my God.
The kickoff at the end of the first half, did you see that?
Yeah.
The guy tracks him down and brings him down at the 1-foot line?
Yeah.
They lost that game.
Wisconsin has surprised me quite a bit. So, I mean, when you look at the Big Ten body of work, not just the record, obviously, they haven't really wowed anybody right now. But they didn't wow anybody last year at this time, obviously. They kind of wowed people in the bowl games, and that's how they kind of got through it and got some credibility down the stretch. And so there's two facets of show me what you got, and it's non-conference play and obviously the bowl games.
You know, we talked about Iowa being banged up a little bit. Wisconsin is too.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kyle Borland, who was freshman of the year last year,
sure,
I'm going to play.
Yeah.
So that's a big loss to the Wisconsin defense.
And John Clay, what's the status?
I don't know, but they've got running backs. They have at least three very good.
Well, every good
backs.
Team has running. Michigan State's got three good.
Well,
running
Iowa
backs.
Doesn't anymore. They had four. They're down to one.
Yeah.
They had one. Brandon Weger didn't report. Decided, I don't know. He was going to just work at 7-Eleven or something. I don't know what his deal was back in South Dakota. And now they get the injury last week, the big injury. It's Adam Robinson. That's
it. So this popular pick that a lot of people had as far as Iowa being a viable candidate to contend with Ohio State for the Big Ten crown is kind of slipping away here.
Well,
before we even get started.
They played well until last week. Last week, just special teams killed them. Special teams hurt almost every Big Ten team last week. Michigan State had good special teams play, covered up for some of the defensive liabilities.
Right.
But Michigan had a kick blocked. Ohio State stunk on special teams. Wisconsin was horrendous.
Right.
And normally, don't you think that when you look at a team, if they have good special teams play, they're well coached?
Well, I mean, that's...
Or is that just the image?
That's the image. That's the Frank...
The Frank Beamer.
Beamer, you know, image thing. Yeah, well, because everything, if you have good special teams and a good, you know, a good defense and good special teams, you're at least going to be hanging around. You know, you're going to be in the game. You know, and so there was that mystique about, you know, that was kind of that blank statement. But yeah, that's an image, you know. But you know what it does? It means that you're honing in on every detail when you have good special teams. You don't take them for granted.
Right. Exactly.
And you know, Michigan's kick coverage. I mean, granted, you're kicking off at the 30-yard line. When you kick off at the 30-yard line, I mean, it's hard to kick it deep. You know what I mean?
Well, it's hard for Michigan State to kick it deep, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They get the ball inside the 10, they stop the game. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So,
well,
know,
we haven't talked about this
been,
big
yeah.
win. I mean, we got so much to cover.
A lot to
you
talk
know
about.
That you know the week for Michigan State, the roller coaster ride, the Mark D'Antonio, the minor heart attack and all that stuff, and Don Treadwell, you know, taking over on an interim basis for obviously this game, and I don't know what the status is for next week. I assume Mark D'Antonio will be in some capacity against Wisconsin.
I would expect he would. I think he might be up in a box coaching somewhere. But I have a theory on this. I'm going to give you just a little bit later, maybe in the next segment, that this was one of the best things could have happened to Michigan State. You don't want to say that when a guy's lying flat on his back in the hospital. But I really think that this was a win-win in a lot of ways for the Spartans. We have a big show planned for you.
Big show.
We're going to talk about one of the best. Well, it's because Scott Eccleston always do.
I think people are catching on.
Yeah, you know what? We've got good guests and good banner and good callers. 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. We're going to have our high school coach of the week. We actually have two coaches going to be with us. Dave Marigy for a tremendous job bouncing back by the St. John's Red Wings last night. Tremendous football game. You know, I have been really lucky. I haven't seen a stinker yet. And St. John's at Mason was about as good as you can get. And then after the game, Jerry Van Havel did something that could make him my front runner for coach of the year. And we're going to talk about that. We'll have our high school roundtable. Dan Kilbridge of SpartanTailgate.com will be with us, and he'll give us the latest on Michigan State. Jamie Morris. You know, I was talking yesterday about the way Jamie Morris ran, Tom, and it was like a kangaroo in the pouch of the mother when you just kind of hide behind those big linemen and you couldn't find him. What was he, like 5'7" or something?
Yeah, 5'7", about 185, and he'd run north and south, though.
He was tough.
He was really tough.
Started
as a freshman in 84, you know, and thrown in there when he probably shouldn't have been thrown in there and had a – you know, that was a rough season, but man.
Well, his brother was Little Joe Morris for the Giants, and Little Joe looked like Big Joe compared to this guy.
Yeah.
So we'll have Jamie Morris with us, Dr. John Braccio, Drew Sharp. And, you know, last week there was a lot of comment about Drew Sharp and things he had done and written, and so Drew's going to be with us at 10:35 as well. We're also going to talk about ways that you can interact with this show. We had a question we threw out there about Michigan State's fantastic finishes, and we asked for people to send us Facebook and Twitter responses to their three favorites, and there were a number of those submitted, and we'll talk about some of those over the years as well, and some of the great fourth down calls in Michigan and Michigan State history as well. We'll be back with all that and more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.